Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tim Brand and Emily Van Gent with Many Hands for Haiti join us on today's program to preview this Saturday's Color Blast 5K. And there are some big changes this year to the event and some new ways that people can participate. What does it mean to have the event back and what are some of those big changes?
Yep, so we're excited to have the Color Blast again in Pella this fall. The two big changes are the Iowa Bike and Fitness Bike Blast and the Faux Paws Bark Blast. So Marion County is our title sponsor for the whole event, but Iowa Bike and Fitness is partnering with us to give people a new spin on the Color Blast so they can ride their bikes or the Faux Paws Bark Blast. You can bring your furry friends along and get your dog involved in the color as well.
For people who aren't familiar, explain to them how the Color Blast works and what the event will look like coming up on September the 22nd.
Yep, so we start at Trinity Reformed Church in Pella, and you'll go through Pella, and there'll be five color stations. So each color station will represent a different color, and you can walk, run, bike, whatever you want to do, and you'll get covered in color.
There is a registration fee, but the proceeds go towards the ministry work for Many Hands.
Yep. This year we're featuring our Love in Action program. So all of the proceeds will go towards feeding families in Haiti.
And what's the best way for people to register for the event?
You can go to mh4h.org/colorblast.
Tim, another successful year, it sounds like, for Many Hands with your ministry work over in Haiti. What are some of the big highlights that people may be excited to hear about in regards to the work you're doing over there?
Well, one of the big things that's coming and a familiar face to Pella is that Daryl and Shelley DeRider, who used to be the high school principal at Pella Christian, he'll be moving down to Haiti with us to help lead some of our organizational development, our education programs, and our agronomy programs. And so they'll be moving down in mid-October, which is a really big deal because Daryl is just an outstanding individual, and Shelley's just got a lot of great assets to be able to give to the ministry. We continue to grow. We've added some new programs this year. Adult literacy is one that we've added, so we're teaching adults how to read and write. We've added a big farming initiative that we've have our families growing food in gardens, doing goats and raising goats so that they can be able to use for themselves. And then we continue to expand upon our preschool programs, where we added another class of preschool, and then added another zero and prenatal program for kids that are newborns and prenatals for their mother to be able to be fed and have healthcare options.
Well, and for people who aren't familiar with your organization, describe the growth that has gone on. Now, this is my fifth year that I've covered the Color Blast, and every year it seems like there's something new and exciting in regards to how people are helped through Many Hands for Haiti. The organization has grown pretty tremendously because of events like the 5K.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that within the Pella area is how big we really are. So this year we will affect around 20,000 people in Haiti. We will have over 350 people go to Haiti with us from 10 different states to go down and experience this. And so we continue to build upon that which has been established and then grow into new areas. And so we just are finishing up a 50-50 campaign, which is a campaign to go into another new community. And so we raised $100,000 for that campaign, and that will allow us to build a new structure and a new building. So then we can replicate the programs. That means we start with our 0 to 2-year-olds and the mothers and their caretakers. We move into feeding programs and agronomy programs. Then we go into a preschool and we grow into community gardens and goat distributions and home rebuilds. And so this allows us to start that multiplication process. So it's not just one campus now. We're actually going to have two campuses, which is great. And our goal is, and over the next decade, is that we have 10 campuses. So this is the beginning step of that multiplication process. And as the Lord wills it, we will continue to walk into that. And there's just tremendous things that are happening, and we are so excited to be part of this.
And Emily, how did you get involved with the organization, and why do you think it's so important to keep supporting this work in Haiti?
So I'm actually a summer intern through Central College, and I've known the ministry from being in Pella, and I'm excited. It's cool to see the backside of things and just see that Many Hands for Haiti is who they say they are, and they're really doing incredible work and empowering people for long-lasting change.
Tim, in terms of the many years you've spent and invested in this now, what is it like to see the change actually happening on the ground level in Haiti, which remains one of the poorest countries in the world, to see that transformation of them finding a better life through your organization?
That's the most rewarding thing, is we've been there long enough now that you actually see some fruits of your labor. It's not just, well, we did this and let's see, well, what happens. We can actually see these parents and these kids that have a different life today than they had 7 years ago. have a different life today than they did when we started 10 years ago. We're on a 10-year anniversary this year. And we see that multiplying greatly, that, okay, we've built the base is there, established now. Our model of ministry is there. How we're going to continue to go out and transform families, to transform communities, is established. And now it's a matter of expanding that so we can actually do that in more communities, to multiply that so we see more families start to change. And looking back, there's so many people that played a role in that. And I've been writing a series all year long called Standing on the Shoulders, which represents the fact that we stand on the shoulders of so many individuals in the history that's come before us, that now because of that we can see further and we can see deeper, we can go into that. And in our goal, hopefully someday someone come back to us and say, well, we stood on many hands for Haiti's shoulders because they allowed us to establish this foundation that now we can stand on our own and be able to walk.
Once again, that was Tim Brand and Emily Van Gent with Many Hands for Haiti, previewing this Saturday's Color Blast 5K. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.